Good morning. As we are in the month of December and we reflect on the Advent season, I'll be looking at the announcement, the expectation, the exaltation, and the manifestation from the book of Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. The Bible tells us that there was a specific priest by the name of Zacharias. He was chosen by the means of casting lot to serve the Lord by burning incense. Both Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth was of the same lineage of Abraham, and Elizabeth was of the daughters of Aaron and Zacharias from the division of Abijah, which made them both from the tribe of Levi, which came out of the lineage of Aaron. This wasn't the only thing that the Bible highlighted about them. The Word of God said they were righteous before God. Bible explains for us this righteousness. The Word of God said they walked in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Their love for God was demonstrated in the way that they lived. They lived based on the commandments and ordinances of God. There, God gave them a commendation. As we serve the Lord, what would God's commendation be of us? Can he say that we were righteous before him? Could he say that we walked in the commandments and the ordinances of God blameless? So here was this specific priest, Zacharias. They were both advanced, himself and his wife, in years. They were old and past childbearing years. But the same God that worked a miracle in Abraham and Sarah's life and gave them Isaac was the same God that would work the same miracle in their life to bring into this world the forerunner to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who would herald our Savior's coming. May I remind you that time does not diminish the power of God. That Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even today, with God, all things are possible. Zacharias and Elizabeth served God with their whole life in faithfulness to the commands and ordinances of God. Are we faithful in our service to God? How is our service to God, or does our service to God take second place to everything else that we do? God not only had a specific priest in mind, he had a specific period, a specific time. Now the time had come for God to bless them with a child. They had been serving for years. They had been praying for years. And now God was going to answer their prayer. At this particular period of their lives, in this season of their lives, out of approximately 20,000 priests in their time, Luke says in verse 8 to 10, according to the custom of the priesthood in casting lots, this time the lot fell on them to burn incense. What would have been the chance of being selected out of thousands of priests? But God had an appointed time. God had a specific period in mind. You see, saints, we are reminded that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Perhaps you too have been serving for many years, praying for years. I want to remind you there is still hope. Hebrews 6 verse 10, for God is not unrighteous, so as to forget your work and labor of love, which he have shown toward his name, in that he have ministered to the saints and do minister. God sent the angel Gabriel to tell them of his plans to bring John into this world. Gabriel also spoke to the fact that God had a time in verse 18 to 20. Gabriel said God's word would be fulfilled in their season. God not only had a specific priest and a specific period in mind, but he also had a specific plan. God not only wanted a child, in this plan, there was a spiritual blessing and a personal blessing. He was going to bless them with a child, not just any child, but a child that would be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. The one who would come and say, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. What was a personal blessing in their lives? This blessing, like Abraham and Sarah, they were old, barren, stigmatized by society, but God was going to take away the barrenness and allow them to become fruitful. That was their blessing. They were going to have a son that they prayed so long for. God was now going to bless them, a personal blessing in their lives. It was not only a personal blessing, but it was a spiritual blessing. God was going to bless them with a child who would pave the way for the Savior of mankind. May I ask you today, do you feel stigmatized? Do you feel like a failure? Are you unfruitful in your life? You feel barren, empty, dry. God can give your life a meaning and purpose. God can take away the stigma out of your life. The question is, will you let him? When God brings meaning and purpose to your life, he doesn't just stop there. But what he does is he gives you a spiritual blessing and a personal blessing. Today, a spiritual blessing awaits you if you accept the fact that he offers eternal life to you. Will you accept the gift of his son, Jesus Christ? God not only had a specific priest, a specific period, and a specific plan, but God had a specific purpose in mind. What was that purpose? So that the forerunner for Jesus Christ should be born. John the Baptist, he it is who would pave the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was for a purpose that Elizabeth and Zacharias was chosen. It was for a purpose that they were chosen at this specific time in the plan of God's redemptive purpose to burn incense in the temple. It was for a reason, a purpose, that they were barren, so that when they initially have this child, it would be this child who would pave the way for the coming of the Savior of all mankind. They didn't know it, but our God knew it. Just like Zacharias, you and I are chosen and called for a specific purpose. You might not see it, you might not understand it, but in God's timing, he will reveal it. Soon God's purpose will unfold in your lives, and like Zacharias and Elizabeth, in the end, we will give praise to God because we realize that God had a specific person in mind. That person is you. A specific period to bless you, whether spiritually or personally. A special plan in his purpose, and a purpose to ensure that you will make it to heaven. Amen. Join us next week as we look at the expectation.